Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Welcome, welcome everybody. My name is Micah Burgess. You're listening to My Doula Micah. And it has been a hot minute since I have been in the studio. A lot has changed and updated in my life since Christmas, I guess. All really good things that I'm excited to share at some point, but I'm not sharing that today. Today, I want to be answering a question. Actually, I'm going to take a few weeks to answer it because I get asked this a lot from expecting moms, families, new parents, whether it's your first kid or baby number four. I hear a lot, hey, I'm trying to decide what's right for me when I think about childbirth. I'm trying to figure that out. And so there's a lot of pieces to that puzzle in terms of what you want to consider and what you want to, what kind of experience you want. Well, we'll start there today. What type of experience do you want to have when it comes to giving birth to your child? So here's a couple things that I have jotted down to cover. And there's a lot more options than what I'm going to say, but these are the main ones when you think about the experience that you're looking for. And I do. I think this is the first question you want to answer for yourself, and then we'll get into more specifics in the coming weeks. So for a lot of people, especially if you're listening to my show, maybe you're looking for a natural childbirth. And so when we talk about that, that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. If you're giving birth in a hospital setting or a home birth, and I'm going to talk next week about really deciding where to have your baby and what's right for you, what are the things you want to consider. But if we're talking about a natural childbirth in a hospital, then it's really going to be you're wanting something that's not as medical, and but you want the support of the care team that's there, the doctor, the nurse. There's, you know, the OR's near if there's an emergency, but you're wanting it to be a little bit more natural childbirth friendly, right? So you kind of want this balance of, yes, I have medical care for whatever reason if I need it, but the truth is I really don't want it to feel like a medical birth, but I am giving birth in a hospital, so I want it to be more natural, a more natural experience. And a lot of my podcast episodes address this type of birth because as a doula here in my local area, most of the births I attended were in a hospital setting, and most of my clients wanted a more natural experience, right? And so you can go back and listen to a lot of my podcasts. I get very detailed about what that can look like and the things that you want to consider and how it's going to go down and your preferences and, you know, what is a kind of a have to if you're going to be in the hospital, what is should be a choice in the hospital. And so again, lots of podcasts about that. And in the coming weeks, I will talk a little bit more about that. But that's one experience. Another experience would be, do you want 100% natural? Like, I don't want, not only do I not want medical interventions, I don't want anybody interfering with me laboring. I don't want anyone touching me, or I want to do this on my own. I want to be able to move around freely. I want to, you know, maybe this is a home birth experience, right? I want to be able to go outside if I want to. I want to eat when I want to. I don't want anybody telling me what to do. I don't want people constantly checking on me. I mean, like, I want this 100% natural. I woke up one day, I'm ready to have my baby. And, you know, 10 hours later, I started pushing. I reached down and grabbed my baby and put my baby up on my chest. I mean, that's 100% natural. And a lot of people call it a free birth, where you don't have even, like, the caregiver is not super involved in this. They're not doing a lot of coaching. There's not a lot of communicating that this is a person that wants to do this on their own, completely 100% on their own. There's very few of you guys out there. I don't know if any of y'all are listening. There's very few of y'all out there that actually want that experience. And I think that can be confusing to some people when they hear, let's say, an OB, okay, I want a natural childbirth. Oftentimes their head goes to, oh, wow, they want to deliver their own baby. You know, a lot of people think that, but there's kind of this balance, and there's a mix, and there's different levels when we say natural birth. Okay. So that's, do you want 100% natural birth? Is that the experience you're looking for? Some people, they want it to be easy. Like, I want an easy birth. I want to walk in, let's say, to the hospital. I, you know, check me out, monitor me, whatever you got to do, and then hook me up to the epidural. I don't want to feel anything. I want to be able to talk. I want to sleep. I have no desire to get up and walk around. Like, I just want it to be easy. And that's great. And it's important to know if you're that person that wants, no. I don't need the struggle. I don't want to experience the pain and the actual giving birth. And I don't want to be that present and coherent of everything going on. Like, I just want to go in, not feel anything, deliver my baby, go home. And that's fine. And again, that's important to know about yourself, right? If you're looking for an easy experience. I have a lot of friends that's what they wanted. And so they find what I have done for a living to help people have a natural birth. They find it very odd, very strange. And I'm like, I don't get it. Why? So that's another type of experience. Some people want, kind of piggybacking off easy. Maybe they just want it to be lighthearted. Maybe they're not going to walk in and say, I want the epidural right now. Maybe they're not going to do that, but they do want a lighthearted experience. They don't want it to be heavy. They want it to be a little bit enjoyable and fun. And if you're that person, you would really love my book. I just went blank on the title of my book. How is that possible? The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula. You'll really enjoy my book if that's the kind of experience that you're looking for, something that is lighthearted and fun and joyful. And and that's a great experience, right? Others of you, it's like the opposite. You do want something that's a little bit more meaningful and maybe even spiritual. You want to be fully present. It's a big deal. It's monumental. It's life-changing. And so the idea of there being this lightheartedness or, you know, potentially some jokes or laughing is that doesn't fit with what you have in mind and what you're looking for. I mean, like, I'm giving birth to my child, and this is, again, monumental. This is important. It's meaningful. It has a spiritual part and component to it. And that is valid. And so, again, if that's what you're looking for, you want to talk to your doctor or your midwife or your doula or whoever, or your significant other. Hey, this is what I'm anticipating. This is what I'm looking for. I want this to be something I look back on and go, wow, one of the most important moments of my life. And it is, no matter what kind of experience you have, it is one of the most important moments of your life, but you want it to be grounded and for it to have huge, huge significance and implications on your life and this new adventure, this baby, right? This adding to the family and the significance of it.
And now a word from our sponsors.
This show brought to you by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Whether or not you've been in therapy, it's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/dola today to get 10 off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/doula. Another, and kind of piggybacking off of that, some of you want it to be very intimate and focused and peaceful. Like you go within yourself. It's not this outward thing that you're wanting to experience with whoever is in the room. You want to kind of retreat inside of yourself, and for it to be, you know, lights out, no talking, peaceful. You know, breathing is very controlled. There may or may not be music, but it's very intimate. And you're very, very focused on it. You don't want to be distracted with, here's another experience, with conversations, with, upbeat and lighthearted. It's similar to the lighthearted, but this is even a step further that maybe it is almost like a party experience. And I'm going to say that was me. I didn't want to go inward. I was kind of afraid of that, honestly. I didn't want it to be super focused and heavy. I wanted the lighthearted. I wanted family members in the room, and we're going to talk about that in a couple of weeks in terms of people in attendance. But I wanted the conversations. I wanted to be distracted in between the contractions. Yes, I needed to focus when I had a contraction and really focus on my breathing, which I talk a lot about in some of my other podcast episodes about breathing. And so I knew I needed to do that. But man, when that contraction's over, I want to go back to normal. I want to finish that conversation. I want to, you know, walk into the kitchen and grab a bite to eat. I had, you know, 5 home births. And so that's legit. I mean, do you? And that's kind of the point of, you know, why I'm going to be talking about this over the next few weeks. What's right for me? And everybody should be asking themselves that question, because that's really going to help you and set you up for the things you need to consider and making the decisions that you're going to make, getting that game plan so that while we can't predict exactly how birth is going to go, you can set yourself up for success for the kind of experience that you're looking for, right? Again, we have no idea if there's going to be emergency at some point in your birth experience, and now you're, you know, being wheeled to the OR and you're going to have a C-section. Nobody plans for that unless it's a scheduled C-section, but nobody plans for that. So we're not talking about that and holding on so tightly that, you know, you forget that no, it doesn't matter how my baby is going to be born, as long as they are healthy and as long as I am healthy. And if what we need is a C-section, then great. I let go of all my other preferences. Baby comes first. So I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about really allowing yourself to think about and consider all of these things. And so when you ask the question, and again, I get asked a lot, hey, Micah, I'm trying to decide what's right for me. How do I know? That's what this kind of series is about. Let's start with the kind of experience that you're looking for, and then we'll go from there. So I'm hoping that many of you get kind of a feel for what I'm trying to do in the next few weeks. I hope this was very significant for you and the kind of experience. And like I said, there's more out there than what I've said. These are the most common things that I'm pointing towards. And so next week, we're going to talk about, where do I want to give birth?
Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at mydoulamica.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.